We are completely committed to humanity and to the human struggle. We are not at all wanting to withdraw any place. The thing is that you have to allow yourself to completely participate in the depths too. Because if you just get focused on the surface and start fighting for justice, and you may be supporting some ideological point of view that might help the masses or whatever, then you are definitely going to get trapped into the surface, and you won't even be much of a help. You will be part of the problem. Our responsibility is to be in the depths, which is the divine attributes. Sheikh Noor, Masjid Al-Farah. Alhamdulillah. So that's beautiful. We are completely committed to humanity.
What is your take, Sheikh, on this phrase?
Pardon?
What you just read? What is your, for our time, what is your...
No, I mean, you know, our time is his time. I mean, the saints don't appear and disappear. They come and they stay. He's very much here. His guidance is very much needed. I totally, you know, for me, it was actually kind of like, you know, like I felt a tug on my reins. Because, you know, of course, I tend to fall into the news and... Democracy Now and The Guardian and see what all these characters are doing and then what the resistance is and, you know, I mean...
There's a quest for justice.
Well, sure. It's painful if you see injustice before you. But what he's saying is we have to go deeper and then we can really help. Mm. Because then, you know, the one who has become... the friend of God can pray to God and ask God for things, that someone who's out just battling around and, you know, cannot do. So we, our path is to become the friend of Allah. And of course, the friend of Allah is the friend of humanity, no question. That's why he says we are completely committed to humanity. You know, go deep, go into the human essence, because the human being is not just someone who lives on earth and who dies and who suffers and who, you know, who thrives. And no, the human being is the vessel of God. So that's where we have to go. And to bring that news is the true liberation, you know. And then when you liberate the souls on that level by bringing that divine knowledge, the key, you know, of who they are, their true identity, then justice will naturally come about. Mm. And of course, you know, there's always struggle and stuff. But no question. I mean, Jewish cemeteries, trashed, you know, so of course you go and you do, but you do not get, I think it's more a question of, you know, that you don't become completely blinded by the phenomena. You don't become blinded by the phenomena. So you do in the world. Okay. I mean, this is the hadith, you know, where it's called accuser and accused. What a hadith. Amazing. Where, the end of time, after the drama of the earth is completed, and an accuser who accuses, in this case it's said as a brother, his brother of some wrong, how he wronged him, and then Allah says that to the accused, you know, can you carry the accuser's burdens? You know, he has burdens too. And he says, no, my Lord, I can't, I'm, you know, full of. And then he shows the accuser, but until the accuser releases the one who did him wrong, the one, you know, it depends on that. Mm-hmm. So we depend on each other's forgiveness. It's amazing. And then Allah displays, I mean, most of you know it, I'm just saying it in case there's anyone here who hasn't read the hadith, displays, you know, the beauties of paradise. And the accuser says, oh Lord, what is that? And it's like all of a sudden, he's like, his whole being is opened, and Allah, and he said, is that for your great saints and prophets? And Allah said, no, this is for the one who forgives his brother or sister. Wow. And then the person says, I've already forgiven. You know, as soon as he was brought into that state, I forgive. You know, and so that Allah's mercy is so much greater than anything, any wrong, you know. And it's amazing. So, inshallah, may we all be flooded by Allah's mercy, and may we be of those who forgive. Good, mashallah. Okay. I mean, it doesn't mean that we don't, you know, do
what we can do. But also, systematically, when you really forgive, you release.
You release.
You
it's
release
true.
Your.
It's true. Otherwise, it's a
your
toxin.
War.
Yeah, that's true.
It clears you.
Yeah, and you become divine then.